Hey, I'm Adanya.
Hey, I'm Kaylin.
Hey, I'm Jalea.
And I'm Tamara, and you're listening to
The End of the Alphabet.
This week, we're talking about stressors and coping skills among high school students.
Stress is defined as a negative emotional state occurring in response to events that are perceived as taxing or exceeding a person's resources or ability to cope. Stressors are events or situations that are perceived as harmful, threatening, or challenging. Various stressors are listed in terms of live event units according to their perceived impact. On a scale, anything more than 150 life event units in 1 year leads to an increased rate of physical or psychological illnesses.
Some of these causes of stress for students within school are upcoming tests. Testing environments can be very stressful for students, causing them to be overwhelmed within school, creating this extra workload as well as stress within their lives. For example, with upcoming seniors or any students within school, finals as well as AP exams or maybe PACE exams can be very stressful, causing them to become overwhelmed in school. Another example is too much homework. Having a heavy workload can be very stressful for students when they have to complete all this homework and focus on their grades. Lack of organization as well as too little downtime and a poor sleep schedule can also be factors in having stress within school. With these three different types of effects, it can lead to poor problems for students within school, causing them to become very stressed out. Participating in class, lack of support, and classes that are too hard can actually be problems with the effects of students and being able to cope with stress within school.
Coping is a behavioral and cognitive responses used to deal with stressors. There are two types of coping skills. Positive coping skills are any actions that reduce stress with no apparent consequences that can be viewed as unhealthy or adverse. Negative coping skills are any action that reduces stress but does appear to have an unhealthy or adverse effect.
We are now going to be conducting interviews. We're going to be asking three teachers what they think the most beneficial coping strategies are for high school stress, and we're going to ask two students what stresses them out and how they deal with their stress. Ms. Green, what do you think are the most beneficial coping strategies for high school stress?
I think some strategies that will help students better cope with stress include meditation, positive affirmations, and using their time wisely. I think those three would be my top three as far as managing and maintaining their stress levels.
Ms. Threet, what do you think the best coping strategy is for students?
The best coping strategy for students, in my opinion, would be to deal with stress, would be time management. Time management is a skill that they need to learn now before they get into college in the real world, buying a planner, using their calendar on their cell phone that will alert them of things, and when they get an assignment, going ahead and looking over the rubric, the requirements, and starting, doing just a little bit to feel like they have something accomplished so that as the date approaches, that procrastination that's going to set in, it won't overtake them and they won't keep pushing it off and pushing it off because they'll already have a little bit of it done. So I think, honestly, time management, because that would cure so many little things. That would be my answer.
Thank you.
Mr. Howe, what do you think are the most beneficial coping strategies for high school stress?
I think one way that the youth of America can handle the stress would be to go to their local coffee shop, like a Starbucks, and just chill out and maybe watch some Peaky Blinders on the Netflix. I think that would be pretty cool. You could also reach out to a trusted teacher if you're really stressed out, and they could provide you with proper life assistance and guidance, like I do every day at Starbucks.
Grayson, how do you cope with high school stress?
Personally, when it comes to getting really stressful in school, I prefer to give myself time. Time is always essential. If you're overstressed and you're feeling really bottled up on your emotions, I like to allocate myself some time to unwind, to do what I need, and just make sure that it doesn't get the best of me.
Edgar, being a high school senior, what are some things you stress about?
Things I stress about is knowing we're about to graduate and hit the real world, something that school never really taught me to do. Knowing I have to do more payments than I already have now, it's just going to be rough.
Well, how do you cope with some of the stress?
I just work out to relieve stress, go out with friends, just do regular teenage stuff.
There are many different things that students can do to cope with stress. The number one thing is getting enough sleep. Getting enough sleep is extremely vital. If you get less than 8 hours of sleep, that can lead to diminished productivity and a decreased attention span. Another thing that students can do is visualization or guided imagery. Guided imagery can reduce stress by helping you calm down. Exercise is also another way to relieve stress as it can reduce tension. Progressive muscle relaxation, or PMR, can also be used before sleep by releasing tension and relaxing all muscles in the body until you feel fully relaxed and there's no tension left in your muscles. Another thing is just be organized. If a student's organized, they're less likely to stress out and not know where their items are. If you have everything organized, you feel much more calmer. For example, I am never stressed about my organization because I keep everything color-coded and perfectly organized all the time. Also, healthy eating can definitely help relieve stress. If you're eating bad foods, you're more likely going to feel tired. Versus if you're eating healthier foods and you're drinking a lot of water, staying hydrated, eating fruits and vegetables, you're going to have a better mindset. You're going to feel better. You're not going to be as tired. Therefore, you're not going to be as stressed out. Also, meditation is really convenient, and that helps diminish stress by easing the body, getting rid of the negative thoughts, and just focusing on nothing for a little bit. And lastly, to-do lists can help with students who have stress. For example, I have 4 to-do lists every single day. They all have the same exact thing written on them. But having to-do lists just make me feel more organized, and I know what's coming the next day or during the day, and then I just highlight it off in a pretty highlighter color. And then I feel great, and I'm never stressed out about it. That's all I have to say about coping with stress. I hope this helps.
Stress is an inevitable thing, but its impacts can be mild or severe. It has effects on the mind, body, and behavior, and it causes many to feel overwhelmed. Too much stress can be dangerous to one's health, especially for a teenager in high school. It affects the body of an overstressed teen because they can experience sleepiness, insomnia, headaches, or either stomach pains. And it can also weaken their immune system, which leads to them having more common colds. A teenager who is overstressed will have more aggression and over-the-top reactions to the simplest things. They also will experience feelings of defeat, and this can cause binge eating or want to not eat as they should in order to lose weight for them to feel like they have some control of their life. 1 in 5 teens are clinically depressed due to stress, and this leads to higher suicide rates and self-harm. Females are more likely to experience more amounts of stress than males, and it has been proven that more than half of females put unnecessary amounts of stress on themselves to maintain expectations that society has for their appearance, when females are also more likely to suppress stress.
The physical effects of stress are very prominent in high school students. Stress appears to undermine physical well-being directly and indirectly. Directly, it affects physical health by altering body functions, which leads to illnesses and diseases. Indirectly, it promotes behavior that jeopardizes well-being, such as not eating or sleeping properly. You have officially reached the end of the alphabet. This has been Jillia,
Adanya,
Tamara,
Kaylin.
Au revoir.
Adios.
Ciao.
Aloha.